Our New Year sermon series is titled, The Kingdom of Heaven is Like. It is recorded in Matthew 13 and unfolds seven parable stories of Jesus. Today's is the parable of the seed and the sower. It is recorded in Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9 and 18 through 23, beginning on page 13 in the New Testament portion of the Red Pew Bible. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the earth, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." Continuing with verse 18 through 23, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. May the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. As said, but said again, our New Year sermon series is titled, The Kingdom of Heaven is Like. And today, Jesus tells us the parable of the farmer planting. Remember, a parable is a short story that Jesus, who is the great teacher, tells to make a point. And usually that point is about God, it's about faith, or it's about the ways of the kingdom versus ways of the world. And some of Jesus' parables, they take a little bit more of interpretive effort in order to understand. And no doubt we will get to some of those in the next few weeks ahead. But this one of the sower and the seed is a bit more transparent. Because in addition to Jesus just telling this parable, he also, as we just heard, explains it. The word of God is compared to the seed that a farmer plants. And the earth on which it falls is the human heart, in which that seed of God is intended to be planted. And there are four different types of soils that then illustrate how we as sinners either, number one, reject, that's the hard path, or sometimes we receive it for a while to maybe receive it again, that's the rocky soil or the weedy soil, or we fully embrace, that is the good soil, when God plants his word into us. This particular picture somewhat shows how it was done back in the day. Back in the day when farmers would walk around in the Holy Land, and the planting method that they many times used was, they would reach into a sack that was attached around their neck, a little gunny sack there, full of seed. They would reach your hand into it, get a handful of seed, and then they would just toss it. And they would toss it to, and they would toss it fro. This type of planting was called broadcast planting. And then the farmer would later go along and use some sort of raking device to then cover up the seed so that it would be protected and it would grow. And naturally, with this particular kind of method, seed flew absolutely everywhere. Some of it missed its target completely. Some of it first falled, what we might would say, on hard ground, whereby birds would come and eat it up. Maybe ants would carry it off. Maybe some would sit there for a while and it would shrivel, it would die. And it's because of the free will that God created us with, free will of humanity, and sometimes the hardness of our own heart, that these seeds of God's word do not sprout, do not take root in our life. When I was a kid, we had a fort. How many of you had forts or tree houses when you were growing up? Oh my goodness, we spent a lot of time out in the backyard. And so our particular fort was made out of 2x4s and 2x6s, you know, rejects, the ones that we had to go dumpster diving for. And we had plywood, and some of the plywood had holes in it, but that made the fort even cooler. And so our fort was about 6 foot off the ground. It was up against the back fence in our particular yard. And so there was a chinaberry tree there, and we would pick some of its fruit. We'd have our slingshots, and we'd shoot at birds that were on the high wire right up there above us. There was a lady that lived in the back of us. We really didn't know that neighbor all too well. One day we were in the treehouse playing, and so she comes walking up from her house, and she sees that we're there. And as she approaches us, she knows, I have to tell you, that we're Christians, that we are a Christian family. And so she comes right up to the treehouse. She looks right up at us, and she says, "I can't believe that anybody, that you Christians would believe that this Jesus could die and rise from the dead." And then she bluntly said, "When you're dead, you're dead, and there's no coming back to life." And she turned around and she walked off swiftly, and she erupted in laughter. Well, I was about 6 years old, and I wanted to take my slingshot, and I didn't. I said I wanted to, but I had never encountered anything like that in my entire life. I didn't know how to respond to an adult in such a situation. I've always regretted not saying something, not challenging her words, but somehow, some way, even as I remember that all the way back into my childhood, it left an impression upon my heart that somehow, some way, this woman had heard the name of Jesus breathed upon her heart. It had been there, and yet she had rejected it. Her heart was hardened to it. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Let's talk about the second soil. The second soil in which the broadcasted seed falls is called rocky ground. Rocky ground where the little seed breaks open, it takes root, it grows, but there's no depth of the soil. It's in shallow soil. So what happens is that when the heat is on, when life feels like we're in a pickle, we're in a tight spot, the plant withers and dies. You see, this person is a believer. They are a Christ follower. When he or she receives God's word, they receive it, and it grows in their hearts. But then trials and temptations and worries and fears, problems arise. And somehow, some way, we slip away. We slip into sin because we don't fully trust God in that particular situation, in that particular instance. Our faith is thin. It is hollow. There's a fellow by the name of Daryl who was in my first church in South Texas. At one time, Daryl was a very strong church leader. He was on the council, on many other committees and teams. He was a man of faith, and his family had a very long and strong tradition of faith in that particular church. It seemed that while life had only minimal challenges that came his way, his faith was solid, his faith was strong. But his dad was diagnosed with cancer. His dad soon died. And because the two were very, very close, Daryl was devastated like any of us might would be by the loss. But then since that time, 9 years in which I was at that church, I then saw him at church 2 times. Daryl still had faith. Daryl still believed in Jesus, I'm convinced of. He was still a believer of Christ, but when the going got tough, and life was a rocky road, his faith sort of dwindled and faded. I think some of us might be able to relate. Some of us may have great faith. when the burdens of life are tolerable. But when the big battles come and when they escalate, when the fires of life burn high and the blazes are strong, our faith may weaken, either for a little while, hopefully to come back again, or possibly sometimes forever. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but let's talk about the third soil. The third soil in which the broadcasted seed falls is among the thorns and among the weeds. And these thorns and weeds are competitors. They compete for the nutrients and the moisture that's in the ground, and they want to take that away from the good seed. This person also is a believer in Christ. They are a Christ follower. But there are these things which we'll call distractions. Distractions in life that sometimes pull us away from faithful choices. This past week, I was leaving one of our eating establishments here in town. I noticed that there were some men seated at one table, and I knew some of them. One I noticed and knew fairly well, he's a leader in his church, not in this church. All right, you got that? He's a leader in his church and in our community. And I passed within, I want to say, earshot of their table, and I heard this man say to another man at the table, he said in this very loud, braggadocious voice, he said, "Well, that GDN." And you can figure that out, can't you? You know what the GD stands for. That is the profanity of using our Lord's name in vain. And the N, yeah, you got it, you know. It's the N-word. It's the racial slur for black people. And so I don't know if he was referring to the holy day or the holiday that's coming up on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is not a black holiday. It's a human holiday celebrating freedom. Or I don't know if he was referring to the president that's about to exit office or whoever. But about then, he looked up and our eyes met. And I turned my head and I kept walking with the man that I had breakfast with. About 20 seconds later, the man that I had breakfast with said, "I bet he regrets what he said all day long." I said, "I hope so." Sometimes we Christians should regret the things that we say, the things that we do. Sometimes the way we speak and the way we act does not reflect the one that we say we're following, Jesus Christ. Sometimes we get caught up in the weeds of the world which compete for our faith. Things like being a good old boy. Things like peer pressure. Lustful patterns. Maybe drinking more than we need to or drinking more than we should. Maybe not honoring our marriage or self-righteous deeds or bitterness or unforgiving stance, white lies, compromised ethics. You fill in the blank. But Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, he says, we can't serve two masters. We can't serve both the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. You see, the weeds in life are there, and they will naturally tempt us. They'll choke our faith. They'll seek to steal God from us, either in a temporary way, just for a little while, for us to come back around, or maybe for a long season. Still believers. Still people who trust and believe in God need to repent of such sins. But in that moment, in that situation, we fail the test because of the weeds. We'll talk a little more about that in just a moment. But the fourth and final soil, the seeds that get broadcasted, some fall in what's called good soil. They hit the mark. They land in the target in which the sower had intended. These are those who hear God's word, who understand God's word, and who obey God's word, whereby then the goal is to produce fruit. And those seeds of faith are planted as we read God's word, as we hear sermons, as we sing, and as we pray, in holy baptism, in holy communion, as we serve, as we have fellowship with one another. And you know, I used to think about these four different soil types as being four different people. You know, some having hard hearts, where there's no forgiveness and no obedience and no following Jesus. That's plain and clear. Others who are filled with rocks and have a shallow faith, maybe what we'd call fair weathered fans when it comes to Christianity. Still others who live in the weeds most of the time. They believe in Jesus, but the values of the world get in the way of the values of Jesus. And then the fourth type of person, the one who has rich, deep soil, planted in God's word, bearing fruit. Yeah, I used to think about the four soils as being four separate, different people. But guess what? All four of those soils live in my heart. They live in your heart as well. You see, we're not always, all the time, 100% good soil. At times, we're like the hard path, and God's word just bounces off our heart like a golf ball off the pavement. Or it's a shallow stand of faith in a particular situation. It's among the rocks. And it vies for the loyalty of God and the loyalty of the world when it comes to the thorns. And some may be in good soil where it can grow deep and produce good fruit. It's kind of like the 130 acres that my grandparents had in Williamson County when I was growing up. And we would go there, and it was a beautiful piece of property. But some of the property was places that we had driven over hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of times in that 100 years that they owned it. Some of it was packed down by the cows. Nothing would ever grow in that hard-packed soil. And then some of it was what we called the gravel pit. And it was a certain area where we'd go and shoot our guns in and that type of thing, but it was full of rocks, and there was a few blades of grass here, there, and yonder. But you know, when the heat was on, those were the first to die, wither away. And some of the pasture, some of the field was next to a fellow who was a farmer, but he didn't do a very good job of caring for his land. And so he mostly was farming Johnson grass. And so when the wind would blow, it would blow all the Johnson grass seeds onto our grandpa's property, and we'd be out there chopping cotton during the summer. But then there was another section of about 30 acres up on a little rise. And it was that deep, rich, black, middle of Texas soil in which it would yield sometimes 2 bales of cotton per acre. Yes, on this small farm, there were all four types of soil present. And in the same way, depending upon the subject, the four soils live in our hearts as well. And that's why sometimes when we gather together, we'll say, "Good evening, Christians. Good evening, saints." And you'll say, "Good evening." "Good evening, saints." "Good evening, sinners." And that last part is always louder. Maybe there's more soil in there. We are both saint and sinner. And yet, by God's word and through baptism and through Holy Communion and through service in God's word, we seek to repent. Repent in those areas where we're not getting it right. And asking God to make our hearts to be good soil. Not hard, not rocky, not seedy, but good soil where His word can grow and us just not keep it to ourselves, but pass it on to others. He says 30, 60, even 100-fold. I got a glimpse of this last week when I went up to visit this man. Not a very good picture from my phone, but you recognize him maybe as Joe Fronson. And Joe had brain surgery this last week. They found a small tumor deeply embedded in his brain, and so they went after it this last week. And they got it. I think he's doing pretty well. He walked for the first time today. He ate 2 bowls of Jell-O right after he got out of surgery, so I say he's doing pretty good. He walked for the first time today. He still needs prayer. They're still doing biopsy with respect to whether it's cancer or not, so please pray. But before his surgery, we met in his room. We sang, we read God's word, we had Holy Communion, we prayed. And Joe could have been filled with bitter weeds. He could have been filled with a superficial, rocky soil. He could have been filled with anger towards God. But Joe said this after we finished, with tears in his eyes. Joe said, "I'm a farmer." That's what he is. Joe said, "I'm a farmer, and I'm going to farm. I'm going to plant more seed. I'm going to use this situation as a platform for me to put more seed into others. In that very moment, I had the thought that yes, this is what good soil is. And this in part is what the kingdom of God is like. Amen. Amen.